Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Go, Go, Grow. If you are looking to scale your startup, second stage, or scale up size company, you are in the right place. This is a coaching style podcast. I am Michelle Page, your host, and also founder of Revenue Chasers. And I want to talk to you today about thought leadership and how important it is as a business owner, business leader, to develop your thought leadership and the impact it has on not only your brand, but your customers and the scalability of your company. Even if you're a sales leader, not necessarily a leader in the organizational chart of the business, but leading the sales department, the marketing department, any of those functional areas, your thought leadership is important. And the way you brand yourself, the way you brand your product or service, the way you brand your company is far more important to your success than the brand itself. Think about that for a minute. Have you ever said, you know what? I'm not going to go to that store or buy that product or use that service because I don't like the owner. I don't like what they stand for. I don't agree with the way they do business or the way they treated my friend or my family member. I don't think they're ethical. They just rub me the wrong way. That's the power of branding and why thought leadership and putting your personality into your brand so people know you, they know who is behind the brand, and they know who they can trust. And if they trust you, they're more likely to trust your brand, purchase your product or service, and engage in that all-important relationship with you. So how do you develop thought leadership? Are you born with it? No. Is it inherent to who you are or where you're born or who you're born to or the industry that you're in or where you went to school or what your last name is? No. You may come with the best pedigree out there, whether it's academic, whether it's a society relationship, whether it's a business pedigree. But if you don't have the backing of who you are, what you do, what you say, and the relationship with your prospect and client base, you're going to quickly lose that. So let's talk about how you gain thought leadership and how you keep it. So the first thing that's going to be really relevant to the startup through scale up audience that's listening is social media. It really is one of the fastest way to connect with your audience. So let's say you are a business consumer product, then one set of social media is going to be important to you. For example, Facebook, Instagram, perhaps TikTok. And that platform is a little bit more conducive to where your customer is at. Let's say you are a business-to-business provider. I'm going to suggest that LinkedIn, maybe X or Twitter, maybe Facebook, depending on what type of business that you're targeting. Even Instagram, if maybe you're in the creative or the digital service provider world, perhaps Reddit. You need to figure out who your target is, where they are when they are consuming the messages that are going to pertain to not only their buying decisions about your product or service, but where they hang out and are receptive to a message about your product or service. Now, is it just the product or service that needs to be there? Depends on which platform. It's very likely that you need to be there as well. Let's take LinkedIn for example. I'm active on LinkedIn. I have a personal page, Michelle Conkle page. And I've been on LinkedIn since, I believe, 2007, maybe. I use that for my own personal branding. I've developed connections that way. And when I comment, it's commenting or posting as Michelle. I also have a Revenue Chasers page. That's for my Revenue Chasers brand, my Revenue Chasers company. And I will post things through that lens that are relevant to prospective customers, current clients, or just industry-based information. Sometimes I'll put some personal on there, but generally speaking, it's to build the thought leadership of Revenue Chasers, but I'll tag myself, my personal page, so people see the connection there. I also have a Go, Go, Grow podcast page. Again, building the interconnected thought leadership. Now, would TikTok be appropriate for me? Some may say yes. Personally, it would not fit my personality. It would not fit my style. And I don't think for me, it would be an authentic presence. So no, I'm not on it. For other business owners, service providers, if it fits their style, if their audience is on TikTok, then perhaps it would be a great place for them to be. You also need to think about what message you want to deliver, as well as the consistency of what you deliver across your platforms. So having one persona or one message across, for example, Facebook versus another one on X or Twitter, and yet another one on LinkedIn, can be confusing for your audience, your current clients, your prospective clients. Anybody that's trying to figure out, hey, do I want to do business with this company? Who is this company? So you want to have your messaging consistent. If you're not using someone in-house with that type of expertise in branding, messaging, content development, engage someone to help you with that. Whether it's developing what your branding concept and messaging is going to be as a person, as a leader, or as a company, and then executing based on that framework, or if you're actually going to outsource that, it needs to be consistent. It's got to be meaningful. And your postings as an individual, they reflect your company. They should, anyway. So, for example, I'll use myself as an example. I tend to inject a bit of humor into most everything I do. So if I were to have a very stuffy persona on my business pages, it wouldn't match. And people may see the podcast and see this very stuffy, formal content. And then they'd see the podcast and say, wait a minute, who is this? Who is writing Michelle's content? It's not authentic. Can I trust her? And that's going to have a little divide there. So you absolutely need to be consistent. It needs to be in your voice, which should be the voice of your product or service. So let's talk about other avenues, not just social media, because a lot of you probably have something on social media. I will encourage you, though, that you need to be consistent with it. You need to post consistently. You need to develop content consistently. Now, it may be that you repurposed your content and put a goal out there of once a week, twice a week, something, whether it's two or three lines, whether it's this is what we're doing, whether it's, you know, here's some words of inspiration, whether, whatever it may be, you need to be seen, you need to be heard, and you need to connect. The less you post, the less impressions you make, the less people see you, and the less memorable you are. Compare that to your competitors. If you're posting less than them, they're getting more impressions. They're being seen more, heard more. And you're going to, unfortunately, possibly be in that also-ran position. So other forms of thought leadership. Well, you're watching a podcast. Have you thought about either guesting on podcasts or perhaps even hosting one of your own? It's a great way to show your expertise, show your personality, talk about your brand, talk about the solutions that you offer, talk about the connections that you have, make more connections, and, you know, the holy grail, be seen and heard more. That's a great way to build thought leadership. Another way would be speaking engagements. Now, there are thousands of speaking opportunities out there, events, organizations that are desperate to find speakers. Some are paid, some aren't paid. Being paid should not necessarily be your priority if your goal is thought leadership. You could speak to a Rotary Club. You could speak to any other civic organizations. You could speak to a church organization, a young men's or young women's group, a boys or girls club. You could talk to a community college class about whatever your area of expertise is. Any college that has an entrepreneurship class, offer to be a speaker there. Go to your high school, go to your college, offer to be a speaker. Anywhere you go, you're going to make at least one connection. That could be the most important connection of your life. You never know. You never know who's in the room. You never know who is seeing and hearing what you're sharing. Newsletters. That is something that has been on my list for so long, and I've not done it. And here I am preaching to do something that I have not done, but it's next on my list. And that list is very, very short for what I'm going to accomplish next week. So I challenge you, if you don't have a newsletter list, make one, get one. It could be 10 people on your list that you send a newsletter to. It could just be something that you send to stakeholders in your life. Hey, this is what's going on. This is what we're working on. These are our goals. I just want to keep you informed. If you know anyone who might like to stay in touch, please share it with them. Please invite them to subscribe. Once you build that newsletter and stay consistent with it, that's going to be another form of thought leadership. Doesn't have to be long, but once you get into the habit of putting anything in that newsletter that is newsworthy, could be about the product or service, could be about you, could be about your team, could be about your future plans, could be about the industry, could be about accolades that you've won or organizations that you're active in. Anything you put in there, again, you're going to be seen, you're going to be heard, you're going to be embedded in those relationships that you're making. Being visible is 90% of the goal here. So let's talk about events. Any type of event that you attend, again, that you're seen at, that you're heard at, is going to be valuable for you. We're talking a wide range of events. It can be local, community-based, government-based, social, industry events. It doesn't have to be even a well-organized annual event or anything of that nature. It could be a community picnic. It could be something through your church or your local government, a chamber organization. If you are in a community that has, again, a Rotary or a Lions Club or anything of that nature, a Toastmasters, go to their events. Become a member. If there is any type of hands-on volunteer work where there's a mass effort, go, attend, give back, strike up conversations. Hi, my name is Michelle. What's your name? What do you do? What are your interests? 99% of the time, the person you're speaking to is going to say, oh, my name is Joanne, and this is what I do. What do you do, Michelle? That's where you start your thought leadership. Boots on the ground. Talk about who you are, what you do, and the people or companies you help. Get used to talking one-on-one and then talking to a group of 10 and then a group of 25, 50, 100. And then you can work your way up to taking on large groups of people, larger events, trade shows, keynote speakers, whatever it may be, to put you in a position of thought leadership. So let's go back to LinkedIn for a moment. So many companies of every shape and size use LinkedIn as their primary means of B2B outreach, B2B thought leadership, B2B advertising and branding. Very few of them do it well. So how do you do it well? When you're posting on LinkedIn, whether it's your personal or your business page, are you posting value or are you posting sales information? Are you posting information like, well, Revenue Chasers helps small, mid-sized companies reach their scaling goals and strategically plan for their revenue ecosystem. Okay, yeah, that's what I do. And that's the success I have for my clients. People don't want to read that. They can read that in my About section. They can read that on my website. What they want to know is, so I talked to a client yesterday who was having this challenge. And this is what the conversation was about. Here is a solution we came up with, or here is what we decided to look into, or here is a unique question that came out of it. Here's how we solved it. Here's a resource that we used. Let me give you something of value that builds thought leadership. Anything else is an advertisement. Nobody wants to read your advertisement. Trust me. If they want to do that, then they'll go to the sponsored ads or something of that nature. People want value. If you give value, and they know, if your prospects, your clients, your audience, if they know they can come to you as a trusted resource for solutions to their problems, for knowledge about their industry, about their competitors, about their challenges, about their goals, educational information, coaching information, they're going to seek you out. They're going to see you as an extension of their team. And eventually that relationship is going to expand into a new client. That's thought leadership. That's the beauty of building up your company, building up your product, your service, yourself, and elevating you from a vendor to a trusted resource. I hope this was helpful. We will go into, on another episode, information such as messaging on social media and how to get that uniquely personal message and that captures you. So it doesn't look like something that you outsourced to, you know, one of the, I don't want to call out any names here, but doesn't look like something that you outsourced to someone who doesn't even know you or your product. And they're just advertising for you. You don't want that. You want your social media messaging to be truly reflective of you. So I have a guest coming up, and her name is Melissa Zahner. She is incredibly fabulous, creative, and I just adore her. She's going to be on an upcoming episode, and we're going to talk a little bit about social media messaging and how critical it is to the success of your business and developing and embedding those relationships. So I thank you again for joining me on Go, Go, Grow. And I invite you to subscribe, whether it's on YouTube or whatever your favorite podcast outlet is. Please give some feedback, rate us, tell us what you want to hear, topics, anything, any guests that you'd like me to have. Maybe you'd like to be a guest. Maybe we want to do some on-air coaching for you. Happy to do that. I hope you join us for the next episode, and we'll talk to you soon.